Epilogue. He'd been keeping a safe distance from any other humans, or near humans, eating vermin and fungus, siphoning clean water from a nearby pipe, and generally, making himself as scarce as possible. He'd thrown his ring away the moment he'd fled the smog deeps, although he'd later regretted that, thinking that perhaps he could have risked a brief visit to somewhere more civilized in order to pawn it and get some better supplies. But he hadn't seen another person, which made it all the more surprising when he came around with a start and an attempted thrashing of his limbs to realize that, rather than waking from another nightmare-filled sleep, he'd been knocked unconscious and tied up. His vision was abruptly filled with a silhouette, thin and ragged-haired. He leaned away, whimpering in fear. Oh no, oh no, oh no, not him, not him, not him!
Hello, Silliman.
He froze. The voice wasn't the one he dreaded. Then, despite the ache in his head, despite the bonds around his wrists and ankles, he melted into relief. Evelyn? The figure made no confirming noise or movement, but Suleiman Eichner recognized her voice. Evelyn, you made it out as well! He smiled, widely, frantically, falsely. By the Emperor, I'm so glad! He stopped speaking when he felt the blade of a knife at his throat. Not a glowing power knife, not the weapon that he had used. Just a common metal knife. Sharp and utilitarian, and pressing into his neck. Evelyn?
Did you know?
Evelyn Dark said, her voice barely above a whisper.
Did you know what he was, Silliman? Did you know what he intended to do?
No, Silliman whispered back. No, Evelyn, I swear.
Did you ask him?
Silliman licked his lips nervously. He knew Dark was a witch. He knew she could set things on fire. He had no idea if she could tell if he was lying or not. I didn't, he admitted. He said he was bringing enlightenment. He said, we trusted you, Evelyn Dark shouted. She slapped his face with an open hand, sending his aching head ringing anew.
We trusted you, Silliman. Our stupid little cult with our stupid little signs, gnawing away at Ascension City's entrails like a worm. I thought you were my family. I should have known better. People like me don't get to have families, Silliman. Anyone who speaks kindly to us wants something.
Evelyn, he tried to protest, but she leaned down until her face was a mere hand's breadth from his own, and he couldn't form the words.
I burned Della alive for him, Evelyn hissed. Because I trusted you.
Silliman swallowed painfully. Everything was painful at the moment. His head was throbbing. Evelyn, he asked, hearing the tremble in his own voice. What are you going to do to me?
I walked through his ritual, Silliman,
Evelyn said quietly.
I wasn't going to, but the old navigator woman convinced me. She said we weren't quick enough. I think she lied. I think she always knew we couldn't get through without getting caught. She told me something, so I'd do what she wanted. The galaxy is the same everywhere.
Evelyn, Silliman whimpered. I don't know what you're talking about.
It tore me, Silliman.
Evelyn's eyes were darker and more hollow than he remembered.
I felt it, although I didn't realize it at the time. After that, when I burned Cormac's body, when I stopped the ritual, I was empty. My power had gone. I'd have died, but that old navigator woman saved me. I don't know why. I know I don't deserve saving. But she did. And now I'm here.
Your powers are gone? Silliman breathed. Perhaps this wasn't quite as bad as he thought. Evelyn Dark was not a large person. If he could get free, he could perhaps overpower her.
They were gone,
Evelyn replied with a smile. She raised one finger. Yellow flames sprang into life around it for a second, and Suleiman Eichner's heart dropped.
They came back, but the tearing didn't heal. That damn ritual took part of my soul, Suleiman. I know that now. I can feel it. I can feel where it isn't.
Evelyn, Suleiman said. He tried to smile.
Evelyn, I don't think you're well.
I know I'm not well, you imbecile,
Evelyn snarled.
My soul has been torn up, and I don't think I'm getting it back. So I thought to myself, what do I do now? Do I go back to lurking around Ascension City, eating scraps and waiting for someone to fool me again? Or do I take control? Do I do what I want to do? For the first time.
The right side of her face quirked up into a lopsided smile.
I decided to do what I want to do.
What do you want to do? Suleiman asked, playing along. To his surprise, Evelyn sat back.
There must be others like us, Suleiman. Other groups. Other cults. Other fools. You were our leader. It strikes me that you might know about them. How to recognize them. How to get in touch with them. That sort of thing.
Suleiman had read certain texts. It was true. He'd been able to get his hands on a few restricted items without bringing himself to the attention of the authorities. There were a couple of dealers who quietly trafficked in heretical pamphlets, who might indeed have links to other groups. He ventured a smile, a more genuine one this time.
Perhaps we can help each other out, Evelyn.
Help each other?
Evelyn laughed.
No, Suleiman. You're going to tell me everything you know. Everyone you know. And then I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to go and kill as many of them as I can.
Suleiman's chest tightened with fear.
Evelyn, I've known you since you were 12. You can't mean that. You're Evelyn Dark. I took you in when your family threw you out.
I'm not Evelyn Dark any longer.
Evelyn snarled, and her right hand burst into flame anew.
I'm Evelyn Half-Soul now. Your friend Niklau saw to that.
He wasn't my friend, Suleiman squealed, wriggling desperately.
But she tied his bonds well.
Then tell me about the ones who were your friends, Evelyn said,
reaching down with her flaming hand.
Tell me about every last one of them, and perhaps this will be over quickly.
Suleiman Eichner screamed for a long time. That was Rites of Passage by Mike Brooks, read by Helen Keeley. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop, 2019.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.